A silent walk in Dunkirk. Charity workers led a commemoration in the northern French town for at least 27 people who died trying to cross the English Channel 1 year ago. Most were Kurds from Iraq, including children.
So I thought it was really important to come here and to remember what has happened and what is happening still.
Why the tragedy happened, though, is still not clear. British and French officials traded blame over why the boat wasn't rescued, but some details have begun to emerge.
A French newspaper investigation has revealed the victims repeatedly called French rescue services with their location, but they were sent no assistance and even at times seemed to be mocked.
A transcript of some of the calls paints a chilling picture. "Help, please, I'm in the water," says an asylum seeker. "Yes, but you're in English waters," replies a French rescue operator. "No, no, not English waters, in French waters. Please, come fast." Then the phone line cuts and the operator is heard saying, "Oh well, if you can't hear me, you won't be saved." Despite the danger, people keep trying, waiting for a chance in desperate conditions on the French coast. Karen left Afghanistan 2 years ago. He doesn't want to apply for asylum in France because he thinks life will be better in Britain.
"We have to go. Of course no one wants to die, but we have to go because we have no choice."
The British and French governments recently agreed to boost security and cooperation in France to try and stop the crossings. But charities say unless there are more legal ways to reach the UK, women, men and children will continue to risk their lives. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Dunkirk.